Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello and welcome back to the first What We Said podcast episode of 2022. You guys, we made it through another year.
Happy New Year. I have a good feeling about this year.
Don't jinx us.
That's what I said in 2020 though. Yeah.
Remember, just honestly throwback to our first 2020 episode where we were like, this year is going, I just feels like something so special about this year. And then it was possibly the worst year in existence.
I remember actually saying at the end of 2019, and putting it in like my Instagram caption and saying it on the podcast, something about this year just feels like it's going to be epic.
It was epic, yeah, but in the wrong way.
Like the fact that it was 2020 just seemed so, you know, like such a, just, it felt like something right was going to happen. Yeah. And everything was unfortunately wrong.
You know what I'm going to look up? The angel number 222, because it's 2022. Lots of twos.
Yeah. Two has always actually been my lucky number growing up.
Not 444. Interesting.
No, my lucky number has always been 2. And then 444 I always see. So that has become my angel number.
Mm.
Or just, yeah, maybe it also is a lucky number. But they're kind of the same, like 2s and 4s, you know? 2 plus 2 plus 4.
What is that called?
I'm a math major.
What is that called when they're divisible by?
Addition? Oh, I'm like 2 plus 2?
What is that called when you add numbers together? Angel number 222. Let's see. Okay. This is telling me nothing. It's like angel number 222 is the number 2 tripled. I'm like, yes, thank you very much. Number 222 has to do with balance, manifesting miracles, and new auspicious.
Huh? Girl, all you have to do is Google it.
I did Google it.
Just came up for me.
Oh, what the heck?
Angel number 222 signifies a new beginning. We all have access to a powerful tool for creating our life experience, our mind. By choosing to focus on positive things, you can create a different life. Angel number 222 tells you that your positive thoughts and visualizations are about to become reality.
Wow.
Beautiful. It literally signifies a new beginning. Okay, just to see, I'm going to look at what 444 means and see if it's like the same thing. See, that's not the same. Because I feel like saying that it's a new beginning is actually kind of special.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're talking about, new beginnings in a new year.
Yeah, angel number 222 is also reminding you to keep up the good work you're doing as evidence of your manifestations are coming to fruition.
Love that. Okay. Well, we wanted to kind of kick off the year by talking about three things that changed our life and like habits that we've had that changed our life this past year. And then three habits that we want to let go of for 2022.
Maybe we should have done two.
Yeah.
We really missed the boat on that.
We did. But we wanted to give you guys more content because we're so nice.
And I feel like most of the time with these episodes, the beginning of the year episodes, which we've done a couple now.
Mm-hmm.
We're vets at this. Mm-hmm. We're veterans. Yeah, I think this is our fourth.
Crazy.
That actually is crazy. We always talk about like just what we want to change. And I feel like we wanted to change that up and be like, you know what? Maybe we did some good this year. Let's look back at what we were doing right this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously you always want to be improving, you know, yourself. But let's give ourselves a little bit of credit.
Definitely. And I think in this new year, we will probably do some more kind of episodes like this that are a little bit more like motivational and self-help, because I genuinely just feel like it's nice to...
That's the trend.
Yeah. It's trendy, you know? I think it's nice to hear those positive things
mm-hmm.
when you are starting a new year and it's new beginnings and you just want to... You want those healthy habits
you
and everything.
You want to focus on the positive.
Yeah. So I'm excited for this month because we'll probably have some more uplifting good episodes like this.
Yeah. We can't update you guys on like our life and how our holidays have been because we are batching out these episodes. So this is recorded a little bit earlier. Otherwise, we would tell you how our Christmas was and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. But we'll be sure to update you once we're back from Chelsea's little maternity leave situation. And it'll be a great time. So stay tuned for that and go to our Instagrams or our YouTube or TikTok or whatever to see any updates on our life.
Yeah. For more up-to-date
updates. Well, do you want to start, Chelsea?
Yeah, I'll start. Okay.
Should we start with the bad? Should we start with the things we're letting go of and then the things we did well?
Wait, things were... Oh, yeah.
So that we can end on a really positive note?
Yes, let's do that. Okay, well, the first habit that I was... First of all, I felt like I needed to write these down on paper for some reason in a weird way. I don't know why I just have the urge sometimes. Like, the notes app just doesn't... No offense.
Why would that offend me?
No, I know. I was about to say, like, the notes app just doesn't do it for me sometimes. Like, sometimes I just feel like having a pen and paper, like, there's just something about it. So I wanted to, like, write it on pen and paper. And then as I was doing that, I'm like, I need to journal in, like, an actual journal more often. Because I'll write in my notes, like, thoughts that I have, but it's not very organized. Anyways, that's a side note. That has nothing to do with this.
I see no pen and paper. You, took a picture of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one that I wrote down was working on being more patient. I think I'm especially thinking of this because I'm about to become a mother, probably am at this point when this comes out. And I feel like, you know, sometimes with Nick or Sophie, I get like a little bit like, oh, come on, just like read my mind a little bit. And I don't like that about myself. And I think everyone's a little bit impatient, but I notice myself getting impatient more often. And so I want to like practice deep breaths throughout the day because there'll be like a whole day that goes by and I'm just like, I've not taken a single like
same
deep breath. No wonder I'm so stressed and like just going 100 miles an hour and it's actually causing stress to everyone around me, causing me to be impatient in a way.
That's a good one. I think that, I mean, I know I can relate. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. It's hard to be patient.
Yeah.
Some people that I know that I noticeably are very patient, I'm shook by it. I'm like, wow, you have more patience than anyone I have ever seen.
I know. Nick is one of the most patient people, honestly. Like, everybody gets impatient at some point. But I think maybe in contrast to me sometimes, when I think about what he puts up with me, I'm just like, wow, that could not be me. Like, you are so patient with me. Like, if I'm... you know, being rude or just being like grumpy or something like that. And he's just like so patient. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're literally a saint.
Actually, I would say the same about Leif. Yeah. He's definitely the most patient person I know now that I think about it.
Yeah.
And I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
I'm way more high strung and he is just does not get worked up. I admire it. Okay. My first habit or thing that I'm trying to let go of is the need to be everything to everyone.
Mm.
So this could go in a couple different directions, but I'm trying to prioritize like the way I spend my time and how I want to spend it. And I'm kind of relating this more to work in this scenario. That's going to mean like saying no to brands if I'm just like, I don't really care about that brand.
Yeah.
Then I'm just going to say no. Not trying to be anything other than myself. And that's especially I'm talking on social media because I feel like sometimes I feel the need to be the most creative person on Instagram and then the funniest person on TikTok and then have the most like aesthetic but helpful videos on YouTube and then have this podcast and have the aesthetic of the Instagram be pop. Like, I have always been a bit of an overachiever, but sometimes it just gets really exhausting for me mentally trying to be everything at the same time because it's really not super realistic when it comes down to it. It's like most people can focus on a few things well and that's it because your mind can't go in a million different directions at once. And so I don't know. I think I just want to let go of that concept of just trying so hard to be the best, I guess, at everything I do. I always want to strive to improve. But this new year, I really just want to be me. And I know that sounds like, may sound silly, but it's like, I just want to be myself. And that is going to mean different things at different times. And all of those sides to me are who I am. Like, I think I am a creative person and I have a fun side. And, you know, all of those things are me, but I don't want to like have that expectation on myself. Like, I need to make a funny TikTok. I want to make a funny TikTok when it feels natural and when I have a funny idea and not just feel the pressure, I guess.
Yeah. It's like feel the need to prove to other people that that's who you are.
Yeah. And I just want to, yeah, be myself. So that's my main goal for social media this year is not put it's a tricky line when it's something that's your full-time job. So it's like there has to be a little bit of pressure there because you have to make money and you have to keep up your job. But that's why it's a weird line of balancing like your personality, but then also it's your work. So you're trying to like be consistent on all the platforms, but also have fun. But I think the answer is if you just are your genuine self and you're posting what you love, that's when you're going to just be the most successful. So that's what I'm trying to do.
Preach. I think that's super relatable. And that's something that I think I find myself comparing. Like that's where comparison comes in for me actually a lot on social media is when I see someone who is, you know, their niche is a certain thing or they're like known for something. And it might not even be something that I even want to be known for, like something that I'm not even
interested in.
But I feel the like need and the like I almost feel bad about myself that I'm not also that person. Does that make sense? Like
that you don't have like a specific thing people go to you
for?
Yeah, or
even that, well, not even that they don't go for me for that specific thing where I'm like, oh, I'll see someone who's like really good at.
Actually, I can relate to that.
Yeah, it's like they're like, oh, I'm just so good at, I don't, I'm trying to think of something random. Like
cooking?
I'm yeah, like, up or right. Like literally, it could even be as basketball. Like they're like just so good at basketball or something. And I'm like, oh, I wish I was like so good at basketball. Like I wish I was known. You know what I mean? It's like in the silliest way.
Yeah.
Obviously basketball is a little bit of a stretch, but just things like that where that's where I find myself like, oh, I wish I was known for that. It's like, why? I've never even done that in my entire life.
Yeah. I actually totally relate to that. I've like caught myself thinking that like people go to certain people for advice and I'm like, I wish like they'd go to me for advice. Yeah. I'm like, why? I literally never post about that. Exactly. I don't know anything about that subject. Yeah. Like it's very interesting.
Yeah. That's where I feel like my comparison on social media happens the most. It's not even about like the way that someone looks anymore. It's not about like the classic things of comparison. It's like that where I'm exactly like I want to be everything to everyone.
Yeah. This might be a little extreme and maybe this is a quote or something, but it's like sometimes maybe when you try to be everything to everyone, you actually become nothing to anyone.
Yeah, like, exactly.
You become like you have no niche or personality because it's like, I don't know what this girl's trying to do because you're not being authentic. And if you think about it, every single different person that you follow on social media, for example, or in your real life that you're friends with, like you are attracted to them for a certain reason. Like the reason you follow them, maybe it's they have cute outfits. Maybe you like their cooking tips. Maybe you just think they have a funny personality and you're entertained by them. There's a million different reasons someone would follow someone. But if you're just yourself, someone will find something in you that they like. And maybe you don't even know that's why they follow you. I remember when I posted, like, I just did a question box and was like, why do you follow me? Like, what? I was just curious. I'm like, what do people follow me for?
What do you see in me?
Yeah, like, what potential are y'all seeing? No, but I remember it's an interesting question to ask because you'll get an array of answers. And I remember kind of being surprised by some of them. I'm like, oh, that's so interesting that that's why you follow me. I would have never thought that, like, but that makes me happy that that's, you know, the way you see me or whatever. Like, even with the podcast, sometimes I think, like, we'll get in over our heads sometimes even about things we say, and we're like, shoot, did that come across right? But then we've gotten so many messages that are like, you guys are my safe space. Like, when I'm feeling like overwhelmed, I listen to the podcast. I'm like, that's so cool. Like, mm-hmm. I would never think that people would do that because I overthink what I say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you're trying too hard to be something you're not, people see through it, or they just don't want to, they don't follow you for anything because it's like, I don't, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a master of none. It's like,
yeah.
It's like they say, if you try and be a jack of all trades, you'll become a master of none.
Yeah. That's why you got to stick to your thing and stick to what you're good at and what you love.
Yeah. You know, on this podcast, it's so funny because to me, it just makes sense. But then sometimes when I take a step back and think about like some of the things that we say in like different podcast episodes, they're like the complete opposite of what we say. Because sometimes we're like, you do not need to get a niche. And this time we're like, hone in on your niche. But the thing is that's like life to me. That's how I experience like life lessons. And sometimes it applies to me in different, and they're both true.
Yeah, they are both true. And I will stick by this till the day I die. Your niche is you.
Yeah.
I always say that. Like when people are like, should I get a niche? I'm like, your niche is whatever you're interested in. have you seen, like sometimes the other day I looked at one of my TikToks of me, literally a fart sound, like, and me dancing, like putting my hip up. And I'm like, the fact that I just did a, like I worked with Gucci just barely. And yeah. then I also posted that is really, really yeah. like contrasting in a big way. But it's funny because it's like, it just works because it yeah, just does. Because it's like,
I am a fart.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Though? It's like, it somehow is fine because
yeah.
that's just like my sense of humor and it doesn't matter. But maybe some people don't think so. But
Gucci's like, we actually haven't yeah. seen that.
They're like, we are revoking yeah. your brand deal. But I'm just saying, like, you don't have to be so like, I don't know. I feel like some of my friends too, they'll be like, oh, if I want to work with like higher end brands, like I need to post this higher end stuff. I'm like, no, literally, you just need to be yourself. That yeah. is all you need to be on social media. If you're trying to build a platform, do nothing else but try and be yourself and post about the things you're interested in. That is it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it can be helpful to have niche. I'm not getting into this whole topic, yeah. but yeah. I'm like, actually, let me give you guys all my thoughts on social media.
Yeah.
Growth. No, but I'm just saying whatever you're interested in, that is your niche.
Yeah.
You don't have to like try and find it.
Yeah. Unless you don't have anything then.
But everyone's interested in something.
Sometimes. I feel like it's like crippled by opportunity that we always say, or that Gary Vee always says. Is sometimes you feel like there's so many things you could be interested in
yeah.
that you almost feel like you're interested in nothing.
You know, we've all had those times where something's just bothering you, interfering with your happiness, really helping you from thriving, living your best life, achieving your goals. And since this episode is all about, you know, bettering your life, we are so happy to be sponsored with BetterHelp. So BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. I feel like the best part of this is that you don't have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room to get counseling. You connect in a safe and private online environment. It's super convenient and you can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is professional counseling done securely online. And you can send a message to your counselor anytime. You'll get timely responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if you need to, which is really great. And it's actually more affordable than traditional offline counseling. Plus, financial aid is available. The service is available for clients worldwide. They have licensed professional counselors who are specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, and much more.
Anything you share is going to be confidential. It's convenient, professional, and affordable. So check out the testimonials that they post daily on their site if you need even more convincing. Again, this is not a crisis line. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. I want you guys to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/whatwesaid. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's betterhelp, HELP.com/whatwesaid.
You guys know we are huge fans of Curology over here. Curology has helped both mine and Chelsea's skin so, so much. Curology has lots of great products. I feel like we normally talk about like our custom prescription cream that we have. it's kind of their core product, and it's created specifically for, you know, each person's needs and goals from proven prescription ingredients, which is awesome. They also have cleanser and moisturizer, which are part of their little like kind of three-step skincare routine. And all of those things are awesome. They also, though, have an acne body wash. If you are struggling with any body acne, which is very common, you should definitely check it out. I have not used this yet, but I'm very excited to use it. Also, their lip balm is new and its packaging is really, really cute and sleek. I've been keeping this in my car and I love it for just hydrating my lips. They have original, mint, vanilla, and passion fruit. My favorite's the passion fruit. And they also have these little emergency spot patches, little pimple patches, if you're having a breakout that is really just not your friend and you want to nip it in the bud.
Curology is game-changing custom skincare made for you by a dermatology provider. They'll create a custom prescription cream for your specific goals, whether that's tackling acne, clogged pores, skin texture, dark spots, fine lines, or something else. You start by taking a short online skin quiz and upload photos, and if it's a good fit, they'll ship your formula right to your door. It even has your name on the bottle. I've recommended Curology to anybody that has ever come to me with like skin complaints. I'm like,
check it
out. Say no more. You know. Get on that Curology train. So you can get started with Curology just like we did with a free 30-day trial at Curology.com/whatwesaid. Just pay $5 for shipping and handling. That's Curology.com/whatwesaid to start your free 30-day trial. Cancel anytime. Prescription subject to consultation.
The second one that I have is kind of goes along with one of the ones that I feel like I did good at this year, but This past year was just kind of weird in terms of like exercise for me. I feel like I went through like a loop because the beginning of the year I was super active. We were playing pickleball and tennis all the time and I was walking every single day. And then when I got pregnant, I was super, super sick. I couldn't even walk. I could walk, but I couldn't go on walks and I couldn't really move. And then I got kind of out of shape. So then by the time my second semester
of the pregnancy, yeah.
My second trimester, I started to feel better, but then I was like out of shape at that point. And also pregnant.
So yeah. It's like,
and pregnant and also very malnourished at that point because I hadn't really eaten for like 3 months. And so working out was like very tiring to me. And like when I would try and go play pickleball for a little bit, but it was just like not really working. So I'll get into that and like what I'm proud of. But now that this is like a new year and I feel like it's kind of perfect timing that I'm no longer pregnant at the beginning of the year, is I'm actually excited to kind of get back into my workout routine, whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even super specific on what I want it to be at this point quite yet, but I'm excited to expand my movement, like see what works for me now, what works with my schedule, because I truly don't know what it's hard for me to kind of come up with a specific routine that I'm going to have because I just don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm sure like moms listening to this, if I'm like, I'm going to get up at 7 a.m. and go to walk, they're like, yeah, nice try. But yeah, I'm just excited to see what I can kind of do. And it's exciting to get back into it. And I feel like I've missed it so much and it's been like something I'm like longing for. Mm-hmm. And so I'm ready to, not necessarily something bad I did this year, but something I'm looking forward to getting more into this year.
Yeah.
So
that'll be fun. Come work out in the garage gym.
Yeah. You know what I want to really try this year? Because I've never even tried it, is Pilates.
Mm, that'd be fun.
And I hear it's good for like postpartum as well.
Oh, so nice. I haven't really done much Pilates either at all.
Yeah.
Okay. The next thing you guys are going to be like, whoa, groundbreaking. I'll get into it a little more deep, but it's just social media distractions throughout the day. That's like something. So again, this kind of goes along with something I'm proud of because I'm proud of myself in one area of this. But the part of myself that I want to throw away is the social media distraction that I experience midday, just during my day. I feel like
the disruptions.
Yeah, it just constantly is disrupting what I'm doing. And not even, the scary part is it's not super conscious. It's like I get on Instagram because I have to like do something actually. I have to like go to my DMs to find something, whatever. And then I'm on it for 20 minutes and I'm like, oh shoot. And then I'm just distracted. I just don't even realize it. And then I start my task, you know, that I'm doing that doesn't have to do with social media. And then I get on it again. I don't know. It's just, it's really distracting me. And going along with this is just consuming too much content in general, because I don't know if other people can relate to this, but if you follow a lot of different people or like creators, I like to follow like all my friends who obviously on Instagram, which I think is great. And like, I want to see what they're up to. And then I also follow like certain, you know, podcasts that I listen to every week that I love. And then like YouTube channels that I'm like, oh, I love watching their vlogs. And then I start to get overwhelmed because I'm like, wait, I missed their vlog. And like now I'm behind, or podcast episodes. Like, oh dang, I haven't listened to the past two. I don't always get like stressed about it, but sometimes I just feel like it's a lot to keep up with and it's maybe unnecessary. So going along with that, I just think like just kind of taking down my content consumption in general, being a little bit more picky with like whose content I watch and make sure that the people whose content I watch, like I'm actually thinking about getting like very, very specific with it, to be honest with you. And like going through and muting like honestly a ton of people. If I'm, and it, that is not mean. People need to understand it's not a mean thing to mute someone. If you're just like, I just would rather not be like bombarded by this content every day. I would rather follow like few accounts who make me feel really inspired and energized. And that to me is going to make a huge difference in your mental health, your goals. Like, it's like they say on the Skinny Confidential, like you are the sum of the people you're around. And that also goes for whose content you're consuming. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, like sometimes when I would consume, like, I don't know. And don't get me wrong. I still see this kind of stuff on TikTok. And like, it's not like I'm like, want to take all the fun out of everything and just follow like self-help accounts or something. Like I still love to be entertained and stuff. But I would notice like I would, when I'm like consuming a lot of content on like tea pages, like on TikTok, like someone would be like, oh, this couple broke up and then she cheated on whatever. And then I'll go to their page and like watch a bunch of videos. And I'm just like, I just wasted 15 minutes of my life that was so pointless. I don't care. And why am I wasting my time doing this? Like day after day, just like, I don't know. I just want to consume better content that just makes me feel better and be very aware of it. And when I start watching something stupid, just be like, eh, this is really not worth the time.
Yeah. You know what? There's something wrong with TikTok because I have pushed not interested on certain videos.
And they just keep coming up.
And I swear they think that I meant really interested. And then they'll send me more because there's this one guy on my For You page and there's nothing wrong with him. He seems like a very wholesome guy. He's like blowing up. He's like really big on TikTok. And I just don't want to see his stuff anymore because it's just like, not that relatable to me. I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah.
So I push not interested. Okay, his video comes up. It's like, what if there's the opposite of being shadow banned? It's his account. And even like on other things, like I'll push not interested and they'll keep showing it to me.
That's actually happened to me as well. I agree. I feel like it's not working.
I try and do that where I'm like, I want to be intentional about the, about my For You page. Let me try and like curate a good For You page.
Yeah.
You know, I'll like videos where it's like something motivational or something happy or whatever. And I'll put not interested if it's like a dog dying or something like that. I'm like, not interested, not interested, not interested. And it'll keep sending them to me. I'm like, why are you even asking me if I'm interested?
Yeah.
You're not going to listen.
That is interesting.
So that's just my complaint to TikTok. But
thank you for that.
Anyways, I agree with everything that you said before that.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's important in today's world. And like maybe I think it affects us more than we think it does.
Yeah.
Like I think it really can affect your mood and the way you see the world even, which is like
totally
so dramatic. But I really believe that.
I think that I would rather have, I would rather have somebody mute me if my content makes them feel bad than see my stuff constantly
and feel bad
and have bad feelings towards me.
Totally.
Like I would just much rather you mute me or unfollow me even.
Yeah, definitely.
The third thing that I want to change, I feel like I said this last year, but I want to cook more at home. And I feel like I did a decent job of this last year, except for this year was just kind of weird because I feel like I was pregnant for like the majority of the year. So it just kind of like threw me off of everything, of my routine and everything. But lately I've been cooking more at home and it's like ignited that spark in me again where I'm like, I used to love like making plant-based recipes and like sharing them. And even if I don't make great food all the time, I would say I'm like a decent cook actually when I try. But sometimes I like to help put this narrative on me that I'm just not a good cook. And so then I'm like, oh, I don't want to cook tonight. Like blah, blah, blah. Especially, I think it's like the mom coming out of me where I'm like, I want to be able to cook like dinners for my children.
Yeah.
And not feel like I have
no skills.
I'm limited to like macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to, this might be a lofty goal, but, well, maybe not for most people, but for me, coming from where I'm at right now in my life, I want to cook 80% of my meals at home, which leaves about 4 meals a week to going out, which I don't think is like too crazy.
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah. It's like, okay, maybe like a breakfast here or there, lunch here or there, or, you know,
I feel like
weekends.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So that's what I want to do.
Nice. I love that. Okay. My last thing that I'm trying to let go of, it kind of goes along with the need to be everything to everyone, but it's a little bit different. It's not trying to solve everyone's problems. And also realizing that I don't necessarily have the right answer as well. I feel like when any friends or family come to me like struggling with anything, I want to fix it like immediately. Like I think of myself as a problem solver, which is one of my best traits and also something that can be something that overwhelms me where I want to like just help, like just fix it. Like if anyone's like, oh, I'm feeling this way, I just want to fix it. And that even goes for if someone in my life is like struggling with money, like I literally want to just give them the money that they need. Like,
yeah.
I just want to solve it immediately because I don't like to see people that I love like hurting struggling at all. And I've just realized like, number one, it's not my place. Number two, it's not my job. And it's also like also the same with emotional problems. Like if I have someone in my life who's struggling with something and they talk to me about it, I think I take on a lot of it because I just feel for them. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, like how can I help this situation? Or like, again, solve it in a way. That's just how my brain works. But I've also like what I'm trying to do also is accept that like I don't maybe even have the right answer and I don't need to have the right answer. Even if I feel like I know what's right for them, it's maybe just not even right. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like I need, that could also be potentially part of my ego being like, I can fix it. And it's like, maybe it's not actually possible or necessary. And maybe they need to figure out their own stuff. And it has nothing to do with me. And I don't know, it's been something I've been realizing lately. Like, if anyone, I'm telling you, like if Leif is like struggling with anything, anyone close to me, I'm just like, I'm trying to rack my brain for a way that it can just get solved immediately. And sometimes it's like not solvable.
Yeah.
And again, nor do I need to be the one to solve it. So that's I'm trying to do is like not take on burdens, I guess, and just be a little bit more still able and willing to help without having so much emotion in it, I guess.
Yeah. I like that. Take the ego out of helping.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah. Today's episode is sponsored by Honey. You guys know we freaking love Honey. If you have not jumped on the Honey train, what are you doing? It's literally free. It's so easy. It's for shopping online. You know, you always see the promo code field just taunting you. You know you don't have a promo code, but you're like, how can I find one somehow?
But thanks, what if?
Thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. So Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes, and then it applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have like tech and gaming products, popular fashion brands, even food delivery. Honey has saved me a lot of money. I had a clothing order that was like, I don't remember how much it was, but it saved me like $80 on this order that I did of some different clothing pieces. And then I mentioned this as well. When I bought my bed frame, it saved me hundreds of dollars on my bed frame. Like I was actually shook.
Yeah. Whenever I am on a site, I'm like, oh, I bet Honey won't find anything for here. And then sure enough, it pops up. It's like, use this code, save money.
It's crazy.
So here's how it works. Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. When you check out, the Honey button will drop down and all you have to do is click apply coupons. You wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site. And if Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop. Honey has found its over 17 million members, over 2 billion with a B. dollars in savings. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free, you guys, and it installs in just a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and you'll be supporting this wonderful podcast. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/whatwesaid. That's joinhoney.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out right this second.
So for the new year, I am trying to be a little bit more fit. I have a little schedule for my workouts. And something that I've been doing after my workouts is drinking a protein shake. It's great to get in protein after you work out. And sometimes good protein powders can be hard to find. So we love, love, love Ritual. It's the multivitamin company that you know and trust. We've talked about them for years. They are one of our favorite sponsors. They have an amazing protein powder. So their team of scientists reimagined protein from the ground up and inside out, from how it's made to who it's for and why it's needed. The result is a delicious plant-based protein offered in three premium formulations for distinct life stages and unique nutrient needs, all with the same high standards approach and commitment to traceability that Ritual is known for. So whether you're doing reps at the gym, if you're more into dog walks, whatever your form of exercise is, it's awesome to, like I said, have a little protein shake in your day. Also, I think the reason protein shakes are so great is because you literally just add protein powder to water, shake it up, you're good to go. So it is made traceable. You deserve to know what you're putting in your body and why. It supports your daily health, made with nutrients to support bones, brains, and muscles, and help maintain muscle mass as you age as well. It is a thoughtful, purpose-built formulation. It's clean, plant-based, created to support nutrient needs of different life stages. So they have like 18 plus, pregnancy and postpartum, and 50 plus. So it can really be for anyone. 20 grams of pea protein plus a complete amino acid profile. And it's a protein powder with good taste. So it's delicious, handcrafted vanilla flavor made from a direct from farmer vanilla bean extract sustainably harvested in Madagascar. And in terms of standards, their peas are sustainably grown and regeneratively farmed right here in the US. No added sugar or sugar alcohols. And like all Ritual products, essential protein is soy-free, gluten-free, and formulated with non-GMO ingredients. We absolutely love to see it. So why not shake up your Ritual to make trying something new less scary? Ritual offers a money-back guarantee if you are not 100% in love. Plus, our listeners get 10% off during your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/whatwesaid to add essential protein today. That is ritual.com/whatwesaid. Go check it out. So that's my last thing I'm letting go of. What about good things that we're proud of?
Let's get into what we've been proud of. So this is actually something that I do with my clients. Like when they're done with like the 6-month program, I'll have them say like, okay, what are 3 things that you're proud of that you've done? And then 3 things that you've learned that you can like take on. And I feel like if you're listening to this, thinking of things that you've been proud of this year, it's kind of hard. Like as I was going through these, I'm like, did I do anything good this year?
Yeah.
But once I started to, you know, come up with things, I was like, oh, wait, I'm not a piece of crap. Like I did do good stuff this year. And it also just makes you feel so much better and motivated when you feel like the momentum's already there.
Mm-hmm.
Then, oh my gosh, I have to start this new year completely from scratch. So anyways, I think it'd be good if you guys are listening,
To be listening to this right now.
For those of you who are listening to this, I challenge you to think of a couple things that you're proud of that you've done that like for the past year, instead of just focusing on all the things you want to change about yourself.
Yeah, and dig deep. I'm sure you can definitely find some things.
Mm-hmm. So the first thing that I had was kind of correlating with one of the things that I wanted to change a little bit, but that I was proud of is, like I said, at the beginning of the year, I was really good at being active and kind of finding fun ways that I personally like to exercise and work out, whatever it was, tennis, pickleball, walking, started running. Literally, I went on a run with that when I was pregnant. I didn't even know. Remember that one time I ran to your house? I
literally ran to my house miles.
I was dying. I was like, why am I so tired? Like, I know I'm not this out of shape. I know I don't run all the time, but like, I'm pretty active. And I came to Jay's, I ran to Jay's house one day and I was like, I'm going to die. Like I'm literally going to die. And I was pregnant. I didn't even know. Anyways, but what I am proud of this year, even though I did get really sick and I wasn't able to move and it was kind of frustrating and like I missed doing these active things, especially outside, is knowing when to push myself and knowing when to rest. So like there were times in my pregnancy where I felt more energized. And those days I would take advantage of being like, okay, Nick, I'm actually going to come on the walk with you guys today. Like, and then I would go. And even if I was just like tired or my feet started to hurt a little bit at the end, I'm like, I'm proud of myself for pushing myself mm-hmm. to go do it. And other days I would be like, okay, I for sure, today's not one of those days. Mm-hmm. Like today's a day where I need to rest and that's okay. And the reason that this is, it's not groundbreaking to most people, like congratulations, you know, when, you know, rested not, is I have not always been like that. Like a lot of the times in my life, like years ago, I would push myself way past my limit, like mm-hmm. workout hours, even if I was sick, even if I was like hurting and it would cause me pain and like literally injury. And so I'm proud of that. This is like the place that I'm at right now, which is why I think I'm so excited this year to get into other kinds of movement, because I know I'm kind of going into it with a better mindset of it's going to be fun. Not just like, oh, now I have to work out to, you know, obtain A, B, and C. It's like, I'm excited to experiment with it and see like where it can go.
Definitely. I like that. Okay. Mine's just like a simple action, but something I'm proud of myself in. I'm kind of honestly going off of like the past few months, because apparently I have no memory of the first half of the year. I'm like, I don't even remember. Oh, yeah, because I was depressed and going through fertility treatments.
So. Oh, because you were in the dungeon for the first 3 months of the year.
I literally got kicked out of my house at the beginning of the year. Lived in a dungeon for years while I was... Years. For a month or two while, you know, starting to really get a little bit like anxious about my fertility situation. I hadn't gone to the doctor yet. Went to the doctor, then was at the doctor every day for 6 months doing fertility treatments and tests and blah, 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 and was literally just depressed. So literally, I don't even remember.
So we're talking
about
lying on.
Literally. At this point, that's where all my mind can wrap around. But I'd say one of the things that I'm really proud of myself, at least since we moved here, which has been the past few months, the last little bit of the year, is no social media in the morning in bed.
Yeah, that is really good.
And I have stuck to it. I've maybe gone on a few, three times or something in the past four, like 5 months or something. So I've really stuck to that, and I'm proud of myself, because I said when I move here, I'm starting a new habit. I don't want to have that trigger in my mind where it's like I wake up and get on my phone. I want this to be a new environment where I get out of bed. And so I've been like doing some like studying in the morning, or sometimes I do like gratitude journaling, and I get out of bed and I try not to actually even do any social media until after my morning walk or like a little bit into the morning. And that's been really, really honestly like kind of life-changing. Mm-hmm. It changes the way my mornings are. And today, actually, Leif and I got up super early and went on a walk for like an hour. And we wanted to keep walking. Like, we were like, we could have walked for another hour. It was such just like nice weather. And it felt so good to be outside in the morning. And then I got home. I didn't even bring my phone, so I didn't have it. But then we got home and I had so many texts and like work stuff. And I told Leif, I'm like, cool. Instantly, my cortisol is like through the roof. Like, I just had the best morning. And now I'm feeling a little stressed, but I'm like, it's just so nice to have that time in the morning. And I have not always been like that. I
like
usually,
a separation.
Yeah, just get on my phone immediately. And I've tried in the past to stop, and I'll like kind of do okay with it. But this is the longest I've like consistently not gotten on. And it's been really nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay. My next one is having weekly Monday morning meetings, basically. Pretty much every week, unless something comes up with my assistant, like we'll usually do it at like 10 a.m. on Mondays. And sometimes on Sunday nights, I'm like, oh, like I don't want to get up and just like work on Monday morning. But it's been something that I feel like has changed my, not necessarily business, but kind of like I think before this, when you work for yourself, it's very easy to be chaotic in how you mm-hmm. deal with things and like emails and, you know,
especially if you're not naturally like a super
Type A organized person. Yeah. So I hired an assistant. I don't even know when, honestly, like maybe a year and a half ago. So it's been over a year now that we've been working together. But it's been so helpful because we'll go over like my weekly to-do list, what I need to do from last week, what, you know, needs to be done this week, dates that certain things are due, or like what my calendar looks like that week. And it's never super long. It's not like a 5-hour meeting or anything like that. But as I was looking back on this year, that's not even something I think about, you know, that I'm like, oh my gosh, my Monday meetings are so awesome. But as I was thinking about this list, I'm like, I've been doing that consistently for a year and I feel like it's made such a huge difference. And I feel like I've felt so much less stressed with work because I've felt
more in control.
Yeah, more in control, and also hired somebody who is, their strength is my weakness, basically.
Exactly.
Of like, first of all, I don't even know how to work Excel. And she's so good at it. And so everything's just so organized and like out there for me. So that's been something that I'm very happy that I did for the year, because I feel like it made things flow so nicely.
Delegating is key. I just feel like if anyone out there is like a business owner and you have the option, or like you're at the point where you need extra help and you do have the funds to do it, there's nothing better if you hire someone who's mm-hmm. really good at their job or who's willing to learn. Like,
yeah.
Oh my gosh. I mean, Beth's been working with me for 3 years now.
Yeah, that's
crazy. But it's been life changing. Like, mm-hmm. I tell her all the time, I'm just like, I don't know yeah. what I would do without you. Like, I would actually die. And I can't believe I didn't have her before. It's just so nice, like you said, to have someone who balances you out and who their strength is your weakness, which yeah. definitely for me, I mean, I think we're similar in that way
yeah.
a little bit, where it's hard to keep things like organized and we both have more creative minds. I don't know.
Yeah.
It gets hard.
Yeah. It gets chaotic. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like my mind is chaotic a lot of the times. And so it's really nice to have everything literally in an Excel sheet.
Yeah. And on Google Calendar.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, my next thing is, my second thing is cleaning up and organizing more. So I have been really good about doing like closet cleanouts. Like if I get something new, I donate something else to my closet. Like I've been really conscious of it. And I feel like overall, even though things could always stand to be better, I've made really big improvements where I look around day to day and I'm like, my house is pretty organized. Like, mm-hmm. it's pretty clean. Like I said, there are moments, like, after shoots or something, or if I'm really tired, yeah. there are moments when things are not great. I'm not going to pretend like it's perfect. But I've been pretty consciously, like, cleaning up after myself. Like, when I do my makeup, I put all my makeup away. Like, I've just kind of made these little habits. Again, when we moved here is kind of when I was like, I want to make this change. And I'm proud of myself. I think it's not been perfect, but it's been better. And yeah, I'm going to keep striving for
that. It's weird, the habit of picking up after yourself. Like, it makes us sound like we're literally 6 years old. And my mom is probably like, why didn't you learn this earlier in life? Like, I tried to teach you guys that if you just put it away right after you're done with it, it's so much easier than having to clean it all up later. But it's like, I'm literally learning this at the age of 26.
I am too. And here's the thing. Mom, you're the reason I'm like this. Blames her for my shortcomings. No, but I feel like if you have parents, like my mom always kept a tidy house, so she would clean up my stuff after me. Like I would leave and it would actually be clean. I'm like, cool. And then now that I'm married, I'm like, oh.
Where's my mom?
Why isn't it getting picked up?
Yeah.
Leif sometimes picks it up for me, but I'm learning to be a little bit more organized and clean on my own. And it's a good feeling.
Yeah. Okay, my last one is I'm very happy with the way that I feel like my mindset has been this last year. Again, most of mine relate because I feel like I've been pregnant all year. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't pregnant for the first 3 months of the year, but when I think back on my year, I'm like, I was pregnant.
Yeah.
Basically the whole time. So I think something that shocked me throughout my pregnancy was that I was very actually emotionally stable, more so than maybe I just had this expectation that I was going to be like so moody. And I was like scared for Nick. Like, I'm already kind of a moody person. Can't even imagine when I have like raging hormones. Especially like I was always thinking, you know, the week before my period, like when I'm PMSing or something like that, I was thinking that's how it would be throughout my whole pregnancy. But I was actually very surprised, pleasantly surprised, that I felt like my mindset, and I was very good at like questioning my thoughts and like calming any anxieties that I had and not getting too worked up about things that I thought that I would be worked up about or scared of. And I have not, at this point when I'm recording this, I have not gone through labor yet, so we'll see. But I'm hoping that kind of just continues, you know, into that experience.
Yeah.
Especially that will be the ultimate test. But so far I've been very happy with it. I think it's like kind of how you were saying with cleaning. It's like just getting into the habit of questioning my thoughts and not letting my emotions. I feel like I used to let my emotions basically just like run my mind all the time. So whatever I was feeling, it was controlled by external things because I was just like kind of a victim to my circumstances.
Yeah.
But now I feel like it's very opposite, where if something upsets me, I get over it very fast because it's like I can kind of think through it like, okay, let's get down. Let's ask some deeper questions. Why is this affecting me so much? Does it have to do with my ego? Is this something that even has to do with me? And then I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm better. Like, even if I'm having a bad day in the morning, instead of letting it affect my entire day, I feel like I can get over it pretty quickly. And I'm like talking to Nick about it. And I'm like, oh,
you're fine.
I actually feel better now.
I feel that you've been very positive about pregnancy and, like, again, we haven't gone through the whole situation yet, but like even about labor, like I've never heard you really talking about any activities around it, which I think very powerful. Like, I mean, obviously our words are very powerful. Yeah. And the more you speak like fear, and it's going to come into existence more. And so the more I'm terrified, it's like, yeah, maybe you say jokes here and there, but it's like, you're kind of, the way I've seen it is you've always been like, I feel like it's going to be great. Like, which is the best mindset you can go into. Some people would call it naive.
Yeah.
But I think if anything, it's like really powerful.
Yeah. So. And I think the difference between like being naive about certain things, even just pregnancy in general. And like, yes, of course, I definitely make jokes about like how sick I was and stuff and how miserable it was. But at the same time, I was actually just, I'm taking like this labor course, and she was talking about, it's like more about like spirituality and your mindset going into labor and how fear and tension cause a lot of the pain that come with labor. And again, I haven't been through labor yet. So this is, just take this with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
This is what she's saying, who has been through labor before.
Yeah.
She was saying fear and tension cause a lot of the pain. Like,
fear and tension, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
At first I thought you were saying fear and tension.
Oh, no, sorry.
The
yeah.
intention of fear.
Tension and fear cause more pain.
Yeah.
And so if you get rid of those things, you're going to experience less pain. And that just kind of has to do with expectations. So if you can stay calm, and this is obviously not just applied to labor, it applies to a lot of different things. If you can just stay calm and grounded and close to your intuition and not let your emotions take over, life is less painful in a lot of different ways, emotionally, physically, because you're more in control and you're not just kind of being like lashed about, I guess.
Like you said, kind of a victim to your circumstances.
Exactly.
Everything doesn't affect you as much. Definitely. Okay, well, my last one is I've been proud of myself that in the past few months, again, the first half of this year was very hard for me. It was actually like the hardest time, I think, of my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I'm like a different person right now than I was even like 4 or 5 months ago. I really do. And I'm just proud of myself for like letting go of expectations, I guess, in a certain way. I'm not going to say I'm perfect at it. And kind of like living life how I want, listening to myself, doing what makes me happy and excited. I have like a few examples of this. I mean, if we're honest, it's like most of this year, this past year for me, has revolved around my fertility journey mentally. Mm-hmm. For me, it's like I thought I was going to get pregnant this year, 100%. I really did. Like I went into the beginning of the year being like, okay, it's been like a while, but we're going to go see a fertility doctor, and we were planning to do some treatment stuff. And I'm just like,
It's like December's so far away.
Yeah.
It's got to happen.
I remember saying like, I just know that I'll be pregnant this year. So like, I'm not even worried. Like I just know it. And it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And so that was kind of just another one of those things where I've had expectations like this in the past where I'm like, I just know I'll be too. And this is very like monetary and not in my control, but it's like, I know I'll be to 500K on Instagram by then. And I'm like, absolutely not. And it's just like, then, you know, I look at my year and I'm like, oh, I'm a failure. Like that's how I would feel in the past is what I'm saying. So this past year, I just had that expectation 100%. Like I almost was just trying to like will it to reality. I was trying to manifest it in a way. I was like, I just know I will be. And that's that. So anyway, I'm proud of myself because I, at this exact moment, I was just telling Beth today, I'm like, I can honestly say to you that I have zero expectation of being pregnant anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it is the most freeing thing I've ever experienced. And it's not even that I just posted about this on Instagram too. Like I did a little Q&A and I was like, it's not that I'm hopeless about it. I really am not. It's not that I've lost all hope. Like I'm done. I'll never be pregnant. It's just that I have no expectation of it happening. And I feel like I know I'll have kids at some point. That is a feeling that I know in my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really feel that I know that. But I'm okay with however it looks. Like, truly. And I'm sure there'll be more hard moments to come. It's not like I'm going to pretend like I'm cured. But, like, for the past few months, I've just been so happy. And I've just been, like, genuinely not upset that I'm not pregnant. Like, if anything, I'm like, I love this phase of life. Like, I am so excited about some things I'm working on, like, and I don't know, I'm just proud of myself. Like, this is literally taking me 2 years to get to this point, and I'm just, like, so thrilled. So,
yeah, I feel like 2022 JC is back to 20,
like, 15.
Yeah, like, 2020 JC was dark. No,
dude, you're telling me.
Well, no, like the beginning of this year, like I definitely see a huge difference in like how you are. Like that's why I texted you that the other day, like how you are now versus like how you were. And I think you touched on something like really important about expectations, which people get mixed up, especially when we say all the time, like let go of expectations. People think that means not having goals. They think that means like not having hope, like you said, and it has nothing to do with being hopeless. Hope and expectations are two completely mm-hmm. different things. Expectation breeds disappointment and sorrow and hopelessness, yeah. and hope brings like action and it brings
peace.
Yeah, peace and comfort. And like you said, it brings you to a better mindset where you're more open to whatever life throws at you, however it does. And you're hopeful that everything is going to be okay.
Yeah.
And expectations is like very specific. Like when you have expectations, it's I want it this way at this time in this specific, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not how life works. So if you're doing that for yourself, for things in your life, for other, you put expectations on other people, you are bound to always be disappointed. You're bound to always be let down. But if you have genuine hope that things are going to be okay, it's a more broad, you're more open to possibilities and you're more willing to see how life can be beautiful in different ways than what you thought it would be.
Yeah. And it does bring about a certain kind of peace. Like, honestly, and for anyone out there who is going through like an infertility journey or anything, any really, you know, trial in your life that you're going through, it's like you have to come to this realization on your own. And like, honestly, when people would say like, oh, it'll happen when you just like stop trying, you don't expect it at all, I'd be like, you're so annoying. Or even when people would say like, it's just God's timing, it's God's plan, like just let it be. I'm like, stop. Like you are just invalidating my feelings, you know? And I think a lot of people feel similarly. It's like, just, it's annoying mm-hmm. to people, even though people mean very well, like they want to help and they're trying to be nice. But it's a different thing when you feel that for yourself. Like mm-hmm. People could tell me that all day and I'd be like, yeah, I agree. Yeah. But it was still like, I was still so just like, I felt so hurt by the situation. I'm just like, but I still am so like bummed about this.
Mm-hmm.
But when you feel it for yourself where you're like, oh my gosh, like I really believe that everything will work out as it should. Truly. Like I'm not just saying that anymore. Yeah. It's like, I actually believe it. And I actually am not like desperate to be pregnant. I just know it'll happen when it needs to happen. And that is like, oh my gosh, like priceless. Like yeah. I've never felt such like peace.
And freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it feels really good.
Yeah. Well, and good. That can be applied to any aspect of life for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know how many times I've have to say this. And if you haven't read The Four Agreements yet, you just have to. Because he talks a lot about expectations and he describes it so well. So if that is something that you're like struggling with where you have a lot of expectations. And I think all of us do. Like when I read The Four Agreements for the first time, I felt so called out. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have expectations. Not only for me.
But for everyone
every
else.
Single person that's surrounding yeah. me. That they don't even know that I have these expectations for them. But it's a really good book. You definitely should read it.
And they also, like I said, like this took me a long time to get to this point. And I'm not I'm cured for life. It's like yeah. I literally 2 months from now, I could be like, oh, great. I'm feeling depressed about this again. But you have to get to that point on your own. No one else can do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
But just have faith that it will come at some point.
Yeah.
And it will feel great. And in the meantime, you can work on yourself and yeah, try to be just more present and happy with where you are. But I also do want to validate anyone who's going through like anything hard, honestly,
mm-hmm.
because sometimes you just have to feel your feelings. Like yeah. I also believe that. So
exactly. No, you cannot believe like, I don't know if we said this on the podcast before, but I was actually talking to your dad about it. And we were saying sometimes when I tell my clients, like right now, there will come a day where you won't really care what you look like. And you will be happy and accept yourself fully and food won't stress you out. And they're like, oh yeah, that's awesome. But anyways, what should I do to lose weight? It's like,
yeah,
they're like, okay, yeah, but you don't actually believe that it's possible until you get there.
Right.
And you can't really teach that to other people. You just have to wait for them to experience that on their own. So most people, it's like, you just have to go through hard things.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't just listen to a podcast episode and
it's cured.
Yeah. Hear them say the magic answer. It's like, you have to go through it on your own. You have to go through those really, really dark times mm-hmm. in order to like come out and experience it. And then once you feel that feeling, like you're just saying, it's like, oh, these things that people were saying.
Yes. You finally understand what they're talking exactly. about. Like people are like, I just truly like let go. And then I got pregnant. I'm like, you're so annoying. Like yeah. I've tried doing that. And now I'm like, oh, now I know what they're talking about.
Exactly. Like, it's like a little bit now more. I believe you.
Yeah.
It's like, we were saying about with affirmations. It's like, I yeah. am capable of anything. And it's like, if you don't really believe that, you're like, okay, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
But when you do believe it and you read that, you're like, oh my gosh, I feel that. Like, yeah. I feel that so deep down inside of me. Like, I am capable of anything.
For sure. I want to end us off on a little motivational quote because, you know, it's a new year. New us, 2022, coming in hot. It's going to be a beautiful year. I just found this on Pinterest and I really love it. It says, 6 months from now, you can be in a completely different space mentally, spiritually, physically, and financially. Keep working and believing in yourself. And that always Amen. Just like sometimes I think we forget, like I even said, like 6 months ago, I was like in such a dark place and now I just feel so much more free and happy. And like, I didn't believe, I'm just like, when is this going to happen for me? You know? And just keep working at it every day and just keep going. And you never know mm-hmm. when, maybe it could be next month, maybe it could be next week, maybe it's 6 months, maybe it's a year, but like you will come through the hard times in your life because that's just how life is. It has ups and downs. And you can be in a completely different space than you were. So I just want to give that as a little bit of inspo.
Yeah, you guys, don't give up. You
don't give up on your dreams. You can do it. Happy New Year, guys. Hope you had an amazing holiday season. We hope that you enjoyed this episode. Make sure and follow us on Instagram. It's at What We Said Podcast. Also, if you're feeling very generous this new year, go ahead and rate and review the podcast. We love reading your reviews. We
review your reviews.
We review them. No, we read all of them and we really, really appreciate them. So thank you guys so much. We love you. And
that's what we said.
Bye.